From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq, a window of opportunity is closing. That's the finding of a team of independent experts assessing the country's security situation. They were dispatched to Iraq last month by the Pentagon. An author of the team's report says the reconstruction of Iraq will require a turbocharged effort. The report comes at a time when troop morale in Iraq is declining. NPR's Guy Raz has this assessment from Baghdad.
America is getting used to its discontents here. Iraqis from various backgrounds repeat their complaints as if pre-programmed by the same central computer. The Americans haven't done anything for us, they say, again and again. U.S. administrators here stay on message. Progress is being achieved, they say, and tangible results are forthcoming. Both sides are growing increasingly impatient with the other, and so, for the first time this week, Paul Bremer, the top U.S. civilian leader here, tied the American withdrawal to the process of forming a legitimate Iraqi government.
The timing of how long the coalition stays here is effectively now in the hands of the Iraqi people. It's up to them. My personal preference on a personal basis is that it should happen as quickly as it can, consistent with writing a good constitution.
But in the meantime, America is here to stay. U.S. troops are now in charge on the ground. Often, ordinary Iraqis become entangled in routine missions. During a recent mission near the central Iraqi town of Tikrit, U.S. soldiers at a checkpoint refused to allow cars to pass for security reasons. But the American troops didn't have an interpreter to explain why they were doing that, leaving many of the local Iraqis frustrated and bitter.
Turn around the bub.
My fault. The house. Wait.
No, that way.
Sir, thank you very much. Okay.
Soon, two Iraqi men are detained without explanation.
What's inside that bag? You open it up. We need that freaking translator guy.
Yeah, I know.
Do you speak any English? 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 Do you talk English? No?
You can go there and sit by your buddy, and you guys can chit-chat about your boyfriends and girlfriends. All right, come on.
Sit down. Hey.
The American leaders here, says Iraqi professor Saad Jawad, lack a strong anthropological understanding of the society they're now governing.
And it goes up to the top, from the soldier to Mr. Bremer. I am amazed why the United States sent people who have no knowledge of the Iraqi society, no knowledge of Iraqi history and geography, and they have a great amount of experts who know everything about Iraq. Why don't they send these people?
A senior U.S. official here acknowledges the problem. Quote, "It's the biggest weakness we face," the official said. There are attempts to address some of the gaps in communication. Humvees mounted with large speakers drive through Baghdad, playing a message that tries to explain why the electricity isn't working. It's hard to know whether messages like these are having much of an impact. The American-led administration faces some stiff competition when it comes to getting the word out. Not coincidentally, just as the war broke out in March, El Alam strengthened its signal. It's a terrestrial news channel broadcast in Arabic from neighboring Iran. It reaches most homes in Iraq. El Alam's news broadcast always starts with a montage showing footage of what appears to be aggressive U.S. soldiers pointing weapons at Iraqis. For its part, the U.S.-led administration here hasn't set up a parallel broadcast network, a U.S.-backed Arabic language station with more balanced coverage. So El Alam fills the vacuum. It could explain why a growing number of Iraqis are convinced that the resistance is succeeding. Yesterday, for example, El Alam falsely reported that 2,500 American soldiers stationed in Iraq deserted. Most Iraqis who saw the broadcast will repeat it as fact. So, as the misleading stories multiply, so too does the bravado among Iraqis. Ayad al-Mukhtar is a former brigadier general in the Iraqi army.
I am sure that after 3 or 4 months
without any work, I am sure I will join the resistance. If you come back to interview me in 3 months, you will see that I am a member of the resistance.
It's a narrow window for Paul Bremer. It may be why the civilian administrator here is now on his way to Washington to meet with the president, a meeting one official has dubbed, quote, the crisis summit. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.